through to the next round a satisfying afternoon?
Yes, certainly. You know, for any club to progress through to the third round proper is satisfying. You know, you're playing a very good in-form Accrington team. You know, we expected a lot of punches today, and I think the lads have stuck to the task well and, you know, worked very hard. The application was great, so it's great to go through.
Is it fair to call that a full-blooded cup tie? There were certainly a few challenges flying in.
Yeah, it's the FA Cup. It brings all sorts of things. You know, you've seen already, you know, the first, second round proper, you know, you've seen everything, you know, all the dreams and everything else in the FA Cup. So, you know, you expect that kind of game.
One goal from McGurk, which is really well worked. It must have been frustrating. You couldn't get that second to kill it off.
Certainly, you know, that's what we worked for. You know, we wanted to progress again, wanted to score again, wanted to hurt them again. And, you know, it wasn't for the lack of trying. You know, you've got to give credit to Accrington Stanley, you know, because they'll hurt you at any given time as well. So to go through with a clean sheet, you know, it's very pleasing throughout today.
The goal itself was a very well-worked goal down that right-hand side.
Certainly. I think you're seeing a little bit more fluency with you know, certain parts of our game, and the goal, you know, was certainly part of that. So, you know, it's about now. We're through. Our attention will certainly, you know, focus on Hartlepool now, and you know, work hard this week.
Mark McNulty today, he obviously created the goal and just seemed to be a real thorn in their side defensively.
Ah, he's a good player. You know, you've seen that already. This short space of time he was here. Not only that, he's a good lad. So, you know, we look forward to working with him, and we'll look forward to him hopefully scoring a bag full of goals down here.
Certainly a few tense moments at the end of that game with all that in added time.
You always do get that, you know, with the FA Cup, especially when they're throwing keepers forward, centre-halves, and, you know, a lot of balls are going in your box. But the lads, like I said, the lads stood up to it, you know, and stuck to the task. Our only disappointment thing that we didn't try and we didn't go on and hurt them again. But, you know, again, credit goes out to Accrington for that.
Matt Clark coming into the side today, was that a selection or was there an injury to Burgess?
It was a selection. We've got good players around the squad. You know, the gaffer felt like Matt needed a game. And like you've seen, it's great for him to keep a clean sheet alongside Webbo. You know, we've got, well, three, stroke four now with Watmore coming back. Four very, very good young centre-halves at the club. So it's important that they keep learning, keep working with myself, the gaffer and the coaching staff, and keep getting better. You know, the reaction from the lads in the squad at the minute, whoever plays, you know, they're trying to get behind each other and are building very well on that.
And you mentioned the clean sheet. That's some feat when you look at the number of goals that Strike Force has got this season for Accrington.
Certainly. You know, the free scoring, free flowing. You know, we did a lot of our work through the week on that. And thankfully today it came apparent that we did, you know, we did it on the Saturday as well. So, you know, credit goes out to the team, the work ethic out of possession.
Finally into Monday's draw. Who'd you like to see Portsmouth paired with?
Me personally, to be selfish, is always your hometown club, which is Leeds United. But I'm sure there'll be a few whispers around the dressing room. You know, the manager's obviously after Liverpool. But yeah, I think anybody's in the FA Cup, anybody's special.